I want to thank the shul for allowing me to come back for another year of learning with you. So I want to thank everyone who's here for coming out tonight. And Mirtz Hashem, we should have an amazing year of learning together. So we're about a week into Elul already, and it's time to really get serious about what we're trying to do. And tonight I want to talk about one aspect of Chodesh Elul, and that is the aspect of tzedakah. The connection, the deep connection, we'll see it in various forms, the deep connection of Chodesh Elul to the mitzvah of tzedakah. The Gemara tells us in source number one, Chazal, we're very much aware of the fact that we're going to feel during these days that we need to do something. So Chazal gave us different ways to try to overturn any chas v'shalom gzar din that might be hanging over our heads. And the Gemara says in source number one, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, arba dvarim mikarin gzar dino shel adam. There are four things that can be used to rip up a gzar din. If God forbid something bad could be coming your way, there are four techniques that we use in order to protect ourselves. Eluhein, and these are they. Tzedakah, charity. Tzaka, screaming. Right? Tefillah. Shinoi Hashem, changing one's name, which the Rambam understands not only actually changing your name, which might also be one of the pshatim. Some Rishonim learned it that way. But Shinoi Hashem, changing your reputation. And Shinoi Hamaisa, and changing your actions. And the Gemara brings a pasuk for each one. Tzedakah dechsev u'tzedakah tatzil mimavis. I only gave you the first pasuk because that's what we're going to focus on tonight. Tzedakah, charity saves from death. Tzedakah tatzil mimavis. Charity saves from death. V'yesh omer, and then the Gemara has a fifth suggestion. Af shinoi mako, maybe changing your place. You know, changing your place. I don't know what that means. Moving to a new neighborhood, davening in a different shul. I don't know. Physically moving your place. Okay. To change it up. Okay. So these are some very important suggestions. Each one, there's a lot to think about. Giving tzedakah is important. Tshuva is important. Davening is important, rather. Changing your reputation. Changing your actions. Hanging out with a different chevra. Changing your location. In the tefillah of Unasana Tokef, we have an even shorter outline of how a Jew can be zocha v'din. It's very well known and it's famous to us. In source number two, Utshuva. Tfila u'tzedaka ma'avir en esro ha'gzeir. It's succinct. We know exactly what we need to do. Tshuva, tfila, and tzedaka to overturn the roa ha'gzeir. If God forbid, again, there's a negative decree. So I want to think about tzedaka because that's the first one on the list in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. And I want to explore how tzedaka is everywhere we turn when we think about Chodesh El in ways that we may not have realized. We know that the Svarim bring different Ramazim, different hints, in different psukim to the month of Elul. Some are more famous, some are less famous. I spoke earlier this week at Stern College about a less famous remez to the month of Elul. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch gives us several such examples in source number three. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch tells us, quoting from the Arizal in the first line, he says that the phrase that appears in Parshas Mishpatim, you see the letters are bolded, Ina liyado visamti lecha. The first four letters spell out El. What's it talking about? It's talking about an ir miklat, which also appears in this week's Parsha. If someone, God forbid, kills someone by accident, and they need to run to a city of refuge, so the Pasuk says that Hashem did not, that the act was not premeditated. Rather, ina liyado, it just happened upon him. It's a tragedy. He accidentally killed someone. And then the Pasuk says, v'samti lecha makom, Hashem says, set aside a place for him to run. So the Arizal says, if you look at these four words, Ina, Liyado, Vesamti Lecha, is Rashi Tevos El. Okay. A mystery, it's cryptic. Maybe that's the Shinoi Makom, like we just learned about in the Gemara, changing places. He committed a terrible crime. Again, it was accidental, but he used to change his location as a way to correct himself. Okay. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch goes on in the fourth line, gives another example. Another hint to El. Umal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ve'es levav zarecha. That you should circumcise your heart and the heart of your children. Hashem is going to help you to circumcise your heart. And again, to uproot the Yetzirah within. And again, you can see the four bolded letters. Es levavcha ve'es levav. The first four letters spell out Elul. Another example, very, very famous to us. Ani lidodi vidodi li. Rashi Tevos Elul. And then he brings another one from Megillas Esther, fascinating. Ish lirei'ehu umatanos le'evyonim. Very, very interesting. Explains the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, three lines from the end of the source. Remez l'shlosha dvarim sheim tshuva tefila utzedaka. Three of these at least hint to, right, the three, I guess, three lower ones, the more famous ones perhaps, hint to tshuva and to tefila and to tzedaka. Hashem will circumcise your heart. That's a reference to tshuva, a change of heart. Maybe it's shinoi Hashem, it's changing your reputation. It's shinoi maisa, like we learned in the Gemara. The same way a baby is called baby up until the bris, and once the milah takes place, he has a new name. He's given a name. Right? He's just called cutie pie for the first couple of days, and then they call, I don't know, Yaakov Meir, whatever they call him. So, umal Hashem lokachas levavcha, Hashem will circumcise your heart, that's tshuva. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li is tefillah, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And ish l're'ehu umatanos levyonim, which of course is a pasuk in the ninth chapter of Megillas Esther, is tzedakah. Very strange. Elul is hinted to in ish l're'ehu umatanos levyonim, tzedakah. But again, the more you start to look, I like to start with a classic source like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But we're gonna pull back the surface now, we're going to look beneath the surface. Because all the puzzle pieces that you find in some of the deepest svarim all seem to be pointing to this inyan of tzedakah. And we need to try to figure out why. So let's look at some of these connections. Amazing connections. Okay, if you look in the Sefer Yetzirah, which is one of the earliest works of Kabbalah, if you look in the writings of the Arizal, if you look in the teachings of the Bnei Yisachar, the Halakha Bnei Yisachar, they tell us that each month, every month has different ways of expressing itself. In other words, every month has, the Svarim describe, a name of Hashem that's connected to that month. Very deep idea. A name of Hashem that's connected to that month. Every month has a letter of the Hebrew alphabet that's connected to that month. Every month has an action or an emotion that's connected to that month. 12 months, 12 tribes, every month has a shevet that's connected to that month. And there's more. Every month has an astrological sign. Every month has a body part. What are some of the puzzle, I like to call them puzzle pieces, because we're trying to put together a spiritual puzzle. What are some of the puzzle pieces of Chodesh Elul? What's the name of Hashem for the month of Elul? What's the letter of the Hebrew alphabet for the month of Elul? What's the action for the month of Elul? What's the tribe for the month of Elul? And you'll see an amazing thing. The Bnei Yisachar tells us in source number 4. If you take God's most basic name, Hashem's most basic name, it appears in the Torah, Jamie, how many times? 1,820 times, mentioned in the shir today. 1,820 times God's name, Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke. That's about once in every three psukim. 1,820 times. How many different ways could I rearrange the letters of Yud and He and Vav and He? Meaning if I wanted to spell it backwards, He, Vav, He, Yud. So that's one way. I'll spell it forwards, Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke. I could rearrange it in 12 different ways. So each month has a name of Hashem, an arrangement of Yurke Vavke that corresponds to that month. Again, it's a very deep idea. But says the Bnei Yisachar, you should at least know about it, says the Bnei Yisachar in source number 4, Tziruf, the arrangement of Shem Havaya, of God's name, Shal Chodesh Elul, the arrangement of God's name during Chodesh Elul, when you say Baruch Atah Hashem, in the month of Elul, you should try to picture this name if you can. The arrangement is Hey, Hey, Vav, Yud. Okay? V'yotze min sofei tevos, and it's hinted to in a pasuk in Ve'eschanan, u'tzedaka tia lanu ki. Little piece of a pasuk. Look at the last four letters. It's bolded again and underlined for you. U'tzedaka and zithahei, tihiyah is a hey, lanu is a vav, ki is a yud. He's quoting from the Mishnah's Chasidim again, a very early work of Pnimiyas HaTorah, of Secrets of the Torah. That's the name of Hashem for the month of El. Hey, hey, vav, yud. Okay, let's find some other pieces. Says the Bnei Yisachar in source number 5, what is the letter for the month of Elul? What is the action for the month of Elul? Says the Sefer Yetzirah, quoted by the Bnei Yisachar in source number 5, B'Sefer Yetzirah, Himlich, Hashem crowned, in other words, Hashem assigned, Os Yud, B'Ma'aseh, V'Elul B'Shama. The letter for the month of Elul is Yud, and the action for the month of Elul is ma'aseh, is action, is doing. So just to give you a context of what we're talking about here, Nisan, for example, the action for Nisan is speech. We sit at the Pesach Seder and we talk a lot. Hopefully not too much so we can get to Shulchan Aruch eventually. Right? But people like to talk and kol amarba lissaper harezeh meshubach. In Nisan, we talk. In Iyar, the Sefer Yetzirah says, hear hor, we think. In Adar, we laugh. Every month has a different action or emotion. The action for the month of Elul is Ma'asa. Ma'asa means doing, action. Okay? And Elul is the month. So we have three pieces so far. We have the name of Hashem, Hey Hey Vav Yud. We have the letter Yud. And we have action. Okay? What about the Shevet? What tribe corresponds to the month of Elul? Again, if you look at the B'nai Yisachar in source number 6, V'chein b'v'chinas ha'shvatim, hinei Elul yisyaches l'shevet Gad. The tribe of Gad corresponds to Elul. If we count from Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul. Elul is the sixth month. And based on the Arizal, we number the months not by the age order of the Shvatim, but by the order in which they traveled in the desert. So Yehuda's group went up front. It was made up of Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zevulun. And then it was followed by who? Reuven, Shimon, and Gad. Gad is the sixth slot, so to speak, in the way the Jews traveled. And Elul is the sixth month from Nisan. So Shevet Gad corresponds to Elul. So we have Hey-Hey, we have Hey-Hey Vav-Yud, we have the letter Yud, we have Ma'aseh, we have action, doing, and we have Shevet Gad. What's the common denominator between these four things? And I think the answer is Tzedakah. Tzedakah is the bond between these four things, okay? The first one, you already figured out. Jay figured out, he smiled before, you figured it out. Hey-Hey Vav-Yud, what was the pasuk for Hey-Hey Vav-Yud? U'tzedakah tihiyeh lanuki. B'nai Yisachar told us that the name of Hashem for the month of El emerges from the pasuk in Veschanon that talks about tzedakah. Okay, so that's an easy one. What about the letter Yud? What does the letter Yud have to do with tzedakah? So I'll let you in on a big secret. If you never heard it before, it's an amazing secret. We try to bring Hashem into our life in everything that we do. Often that takes place in our mind, in the thoughts that we have. I try to do actions while meditating on Hashem, trying to be aware, God-conscious, thinking about Hashem. But we don't realize sometimes our body is actually interacting with Hashem in a way we don't even realize. So says the Arizal, when a Jew gives tzedakah, you don't realize it, but you're actually, the movements you make is actually spelling out the name of God. The movements I make is spell. What does that even mean? Says the Arizal, we start with a little coin. You take a coin. Yeah, you put a penny in the pushka. You take a little coin. If I ask you, if I held up a penny right now, and I said, what letter am I holding in my hand? Well, it's not a kuf. It's not a dalid. It's not a shin. If I asked you to pick a letter that this little dot represents, letter yud. So you take that little yud. And where do you take that coin? You take it in the five fingers of your hand. That's a hey. Then you create a vav by extending your arm. This is your vav. So we're up to yud, kei, vav. The first three letters of God's name. And then you place it into the waiting hand of the person who's saying, please grant me tzedakah. You put it into the five fingers of his hand. That's his hey. So when you give tzedakah, you're actually spelling out God's name there, Yisrael says. You have the coin, which is the yud, in your hand, which is the hey. You extend your arm as the vav. You put it into the hey of the ani, of the person who's in need of your support. The same thing happens, by the way, when a chassan and kala get married, under the chuppah. Right? We wish them so much bracha, we want that their home should be built. It should be a place where Hashem feels welcome. Well, guess what? As they start their marriage, they bring Hashem in right away. As they're beginning to form a halachic bond, kiddushin, the chassan takes a yud, he takes a ring, in his five fingers of his hand. The kala extends her vav, she puts out her finger. He says, Harei at mekudeshes li b'taba azu. And the kala then, the ring is placed on the vav, her hand. And then the Masada Kedushin says, take it into your rishus, right? Then she closes her hand, she brings it into her hay, completing again that name of God. That's how the Ben Ish Chai explains the ring ceremony that we do chuppah. Literally spelling out the name of God. So therefore, what is good? Why is Elul a month that we're trying to argue is connected to tzedakah? Why is the letter Yud the letter for the month of Elul? Because Yud is the beginning process of tzedakah. Yud is that first step, taking that coin in your hand, which begins that process of giving tzedakah. What is the action for the month of Elul? We said it. What am I doing? Action. Take action in the month of Elul. What does action mean when it's undefined? If I told you that someone did a mitzvah, what mitzvah did they do? I didn't define it. I just said mitzvah. They did a good deed. Right? What mitzvah might I be referring to? Says the Baal HaTanya in source number 7, whenever our sages speak about an unassigned mitzvah or a deed, an action, they're talking about tzedakah. We talk about a Jew, someone said, oh, so-and-so did a good deed. They have ma'asim tovim. What does that mean? What do? Does it mean they learn a lot of Torah? It means that they did chesed. They gave tzedakah. Says the Baal HaTanya in chapter 37 of the Tanya, in source number 7. Uvizeh yuvan mashe fligu chazal. With this, we can understand that which the rabbis made a big deal out of. B'ma'od ma'od. B'maylas ha-tzedakah. The rabbis spoke so effusively about the greatness of giving tzedakah. The power of giving tzedakah. V'amru she-shekula k'neged kol ha-mitzvos. Tzedakah is one of those things on that list in Chazal that is equated with the entirety of the Torah. When you give tzedakah, you're tapping into everything. Uvechol Talmud Yerushalmi, whenever you're studying the Talmud Yerushalmi, and you find that the Gemara talks about what? A mitzvah, an undefined mitzvah. He nikres b'shem mitzvah stam. And a good deed, a mitzvah. Any stam mitzvah, an undefined mitzvah, means tzedakah. Says the Baal HaTanya, this was the commonplace way of referring to tzedakah, just calling it a mitzvah, likro tzedakah b'shem mitzvah stam, to call tzedakah a plain mitzvah. Why? Look at these next words. Mipnei shehi ikar mitzvahs ma'asios. The action for Elo, we said, is ma'asa, is doing. Right? Giving tzedakah is the ultimate form of doing. Of taking some money out of your pocket and giving it away to someone else, giving away your sustenance to someone else. There's no greater ma'asa than that. It's called stam mitzvah, it's called stam ma'asa, v'ola al kulam. So unbelievable. Another connection to tzedakah. The name of the month connects to tzedakah, utzedakah tiyah lanu ki. Right? The letter of the month, yud, is that coin which begins the process of tzedakah. The action of the month is ma'asa, which again, when undefined, stam, masa, mitzvos, maisios, the Baal HaTanya says there's no greater masa than giving tzedakah. And our last puzzle piece was Shevet Gad. What does the tribe of Gad have to do with anything? No? Anyone? So if you look in Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha at the end of the Torah, in source number 8, Ula Gad Amar, Moshe says to God in blessing the tribes at the very end of the Torah, the way that Yaakov did at the end of Chumash Bereishis, Moshe does so at the end of Chumash Devarim. And there's a whole list of praises and attributes that define the tribe of God. But one of them is, as you see where it's bolded, Tzidkas Hashem Asa. God is involved in tzedakah. Tzidkas Hashem. The tzedakah of Hashem. But I'll make it much stronger. God. Gimel Dalet. There's an amazing Gemara in Mesech HaShabbos. The Gemara in Mesech HaShabbos goes through all of the letters of the Aleph Beis, and it explains to us their deeper meaning. So the Gemara says, Aleph Beis stands for Aleph Bina. Learn deep wisdom. Gimel Dalid, that's how you spell God. What does Gimel Dalid stand for? Says the Gemara in Shabbos in source number 9, Gimel Dalid, Gimel Dalim. Gimel Dalim, do acts of kindness for someone who's dal, for someone who's poor. Assist someone in need, do tzedakah. And then the Gemara goes even further. The Gemara says, look at the shape of the Gimel. And look at the shape of the Dalid. My time up shuta kare de Gimel legabe Dalid. Why is the Gimel extending its leg towards the Dalid? Right? It's reaching out. It's reaching out towards the Dalid because it needs help. Shechein darko shel gomel chasadim larutz acher Dalid. Right? Because it's the nature, it's really the Gimel, it's not the Dalid extending its hand. It's the gimel extending its leg. The one who's doing the chesed is chasing after the one who's in need. I want to help you. I want to do tzedakah with you. So again, Shevet Gad, we see Tzidkas Hashem Asa, associated with tzedakah. Gimel Dalid is also the process of helping someone in need, as defined by this Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. So the common denominator of the name of Hashem for the month of Elul, and the letter for the month of Elul, and the action for the month of Elul, and the tribe for the month of Elul, the common denominator is tzedakah. In fact, I once heard from a Rav that the parshios that we read in the month of Elul also hint at tzedakah. This Shabbos is Parshas Shoftim. Next week is Kisetze, right? Then Kisavo, and then Nitzavim. Right? So sometimes we call Kisetze, we just call it Tetze and Tavo. Right? So I heard once from a Rav that the Rashi Tevos of what? Of Shoftim, Tetze, Tavo, Nitzavim is Shetitein, that you should give. Elul is a time of giving. Of trying to give. And the Pashut explanation, of course, is tshuva, tefillah, utzidakah, ma'avir, nesra'a, gezerah. All these things are telling us, this is a time for giving tzedakah. On the simplest level, give more tzedakah, period. We don't need a fancy drasha, right? Come up with some nice drasha and then we don't have to give away our money. We have to give away our money. I actually heard this week from someone that Rav Aaron Lichtenstein was asked, what's considered really giving tzedakah? Right? How much should a person give? So Rav Aaron Lichtenstein said, Rav Aaron Zatzal said, that you've given tzedakah once you feel a pinch in your pocket. And when I heard that, I said, you know what? I don't think I ever gave tzedakah in my life. I don't think I ever gave tzedakah in my life. I put a dollar in the tzedakah box in YU today, and it felt pretty good because we started this new thing, students and you know, people davening in YU, helping each other out. We have like a new student fund. It's a beautiful thing. So I always know that when I put a dollar in tzedakah, it's really helping someone, you know, mamish, someone could be someone in my class, in my shir, who's in need of help. Right? But I didn't feel the pinch in my pocket. I had a few more dollars in my wallet. I had a few more dollars in the bank. Did I ever give tzedakah where I felt like, wow, like now I need tzedakah? Right? So I don't know if I ever gave tzedakah according to Aaron Lichtenstein's definition, where I really put myself out there for someone else. But that's the avoda in Chodesh El, right? That a person is doing tzedakah, is trying to do a little bit more because tshuva, tfila, utzedakah, maviran, esbroa, hagazena. Shoftim, kiteitse, savo, nitzavim, rashi tevos, shetitev. You need to give. You need to give of yourself in a deep way. Arkan, level one. Tzedakah, all these pieces hint to tzedakah because it's a time of giving tzedakah. But my friends, we don't only need to give tzedakah. Obviously, by giving tzedakah, we desperately need tzedakah. And what tzedakah do we need? We need the rachmanis of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when I give tzedakah to someone else, even someone who may not really be worthy of my generosity, that opens that channel by which a Kadosh Baruch Hu can give tzedakah to me. Let's learn a piece of the Avodas Yisrael, the Kozhentzer Magid, in source number 10, from his writings on the Haftorah to Parshas Noach. Actually, this is from the Haftorah last week, although we didn't read the regular Haftorah last week because of the Rosh Chodesh. But many of the Haftoros, last week's Parsha spoke about giving tzedakah. Right? These Parshas speak about tzedakah. It's a big theme this time of the year. Let's try to understand it deeply. The Navi speaks about tzedakah. Says the Navi Yeshaya, "Bitztaka tikonani." You shall be established through tzedakah. Tzedakah establishes. What does that mean? Explains the Holy Kozhentzer Magid. Ki bevadai hi chutzpah gidola lamu lifnei melech malchei hamalachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu levakesh mechila lechatav. It's a chutzpah what we do during these days. All of a sudden, Hashem says, oh, look who's coming, crawling back in the month of Elul. Look who's in trouble. Oh, you finally remembered me. Hi, nice to see you. It's been a while. Right? Hashem, I really need a big favor. Oh, you need a big favor. You need a big loan. What do you want to borrow? Oh, life? You want to borrow life again? Okay, we can talk about it. It's a chutzpah. We come to a Kodesh Baruch, oh, Hashem, I need this, I need that. V'chi be'eza an pin yokum kamei malka kadisha. With what face do we dare to stand before the Creator of the world? Who are we? All of a sudden we come to Hashem, we start asking for tzedakah. Hashem says, do you deserve it? V'chol ha'olamos einam anichan lalos tfilo ze adam. Right? And the malachim and the heavens are trying to block our tefila, saying, who is this guy? Who is this woman? What? Where'd they come from all of a sudden? They're not so close to Hashem, now they come begging. So what's the eitzah? What gives us a right to beg from Hashem? You know what? If we give to someone else who's asking from us, then we ask from Hashem. The only way I could possibly come to Hashem, I can't try to justify why Hashem owes me anything, because He doesn't. But I could say, Hashem, give a little tzedakah. Yeah? I could say, give a little tzedakah, Rabbana Sholem. Shiasa atzmo ka'ani bepesach. I make myself like a pauper standing at the doorway. V'lezeh tzarecha adim gamkein. Laso tzedakah ima'aniyam. I actually found this piece on Sunday, and as I found this piece, on my door. Happens to be a guy who comes often from a yeshiva, Muncie, who I like very much. We always have a nice conversation. I said, I have to show you this Kozhentzer Magid. I said, you just did me the biggest favor in the world. I said, because now I have an opening. I'm going to give you a check. And now I have, thank you so much. Now I feel like I can come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask for tzedakah. Because you asked for tzedakah and I gave. So now I can go to Hashem and Hashem is going to give also. You have to respond in turn, says the Kozhentzer Magid. A person needs lasso tzedakim aniyim ve'evyonim ki b'mida sha'adam modeid modeid in love. Because the way that you act is the way you will be treated. If you're good to those who need tzedakah, then when you need tzedakah, Hashem will be there for you. If imkein al yidei zu ha'tzedakah sha'osa, osa lo raglayim lichdos lefnai v'lifnim. Through the tzedakah you give, that gives you the feet with which to stand. We're shaking before Hashem. I'm embarrassed to ask. I'm even embarrassed to ask for tzedakah. Certainly not going to ask that. I deserve it. But even to beg from you, Hashem, I feel like Hashem's going to slam the door in my face. Not if you're sensitive to someone else. If you care for someone else, if you answer the cry of the ani, of the evyon, of the person in need, and we're not only talking about financial needs, we're talking about any type of need that might have, if you're responsive to them, Hashem will be responsive to you. And then he says in the last line, you'll be able to turn tzedek into tzedakah. You'll turn judgment and strict justice and righteousness into tzedakah, into the kindness that you need from a Kodesh Baruch. What an amazing idea. How do we begin the slichos? Let's remind ourselves how much tzedakah we need. When we begin slichos, the first words of the slichos, which for Ashkenazim, we still have a little bit of time to get ready. The Sfaradim are already deep into it. How do we begin? Lecha Hashem HaTzedakah. That's my opening line. Hashem, I know I need tzedakah. So Hashem says, good, I'm going to check you in Chodesh El. Did you give tzedakah? Like all the puzzle pieces of Chodesh El we're hinting to. We declare before Hashem, we're standing at your door, Kedalim ukirashim dafaknu dalasecha. I'll tell you one more B'nai Yisasker tonight. I'll share with you outside. It's in source number 11. Beautiful idea. The B'nai Yisasker says, it's a deep idea, let's see if we can get it. The B'nai Yisasker says, the name of Hashem, the way we pronounce it, is Aleph, Dalid, Nun, and Yud. Right? Baruch Atah, Ado, that's how we pronounce Hashem's name. The Arizal says, if you take the four letters of Hashem's name, Aleph, Dalid, Nun, and Yud, and you spell out the letters. You spell out the letters. Aleph, Dalid, Nun, and Yud. So each one will actually produce three letters. What do I mean by spell out letters? How do you spell Aleph? Aleph, Lamed, Pei. Aleph. How do you spell Dalid? Yeah, Dalid, Lamed, Tav. How do you spell Nun? Nun, Vav, Nun. How do you spell Yud? Yud, Vav, Dalid. So when you spell out God's name, Aleph, Dalid, Nun, and Yud, it produces 12 letters. Also corresponds to the 12 months. Says the B'nai Yisasser, an unbelievable thing. Let's think about this for a second. Nisan Iyar Sivan is Aleph Lamed Pei, the first three letters. Tammuz Av Elul are the next three letters. What are the next three letters? Dalid, Lamed, and Tuf. What does Dal mean? Poor. What are the poorest, most broken months of the calendar year? Tammuz and Av, Dalid and Lamed. But comes along Chodesh Elul and adds the letter Tuf. What happens if you add a Tuf to Dalid and Lamed? Then Dal becomes a Deles, becomes a doorway. And therefore, how do we begin? As we enter into Chodesh El, we start to recite Slichos. What do we say in the Slichos? We say, Hashem, we come to you, Kedalim. And what are we doing? We're Dafaknu Dalasecha. We knock on the Deles. We understand that we're emerging from the harshness of Tammuz and Av. And now we're standing at your door, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we're saying, please, Hashem, Lecha Hashem at Tzedakah. So Hashem looks at us and says, if you gave Tzedakah, I'll do Tzedakah with you. What's the tzedakah that Hashem gives us? Tshuva is the greatest tzedakah in the world, period. It is the most awesome thing, tshuva. It makes no sense. When the Mesilas Yesharim, in the fourth chapter, describes how irrational tshuva is, he says it's totally beyond. That's why Chazal say tshuva was created before the world was created. It goes beyond this world. It doesn't make any sense. It's l'malo min hateva. We don't deserve it at all. It's the greatest tzedakah in the world, the greatest chesed that someone could possibly do for us. Says the Mesilas Yesharim in source number 12, Ki lefi shuras hadin mamish hayaroi. If Hashem is going to be an exacting judge, which He has every right to be, this is how it should be. Number one, Aleph, she'achote ye'onesh miyad. You do an avera, you get patched right away. Why should Hashem delay? You did the wrong thing, you should be punished immediately. B'liham tana klal. Why is Hashem waiting? Why is Hashem so patient with us? Doesn't make any sense. Second of all, he says in the second line, "V'gam sha'onesh atzmo yebacharon af karoi." And when Hashem does punish, let the punishment be real. Why is Hashem always like softening the punishment for us? Let's make any, even when He has to punish, right? Hashem's always looking for ways to ease up on us. Why is He so nice to us? But look at the third one where it's bolted. V'gimel v'shelo yetikun l'chet klal. And the fact that you could undo something that is done is nuts. It's crazy. It's impossible. It's beyond this world. Kinei be'emes eich yitakein ha'adam es asher ives v'hachet kvar nasa. How do you undo something that's a thing of the past? Do we believe in time travel? How is it possible? He says, if a person kills someone, ha'reisha rotzach adam es chaveiro. I'm sorry. That's nice. The guy's dead. What's done is done. Hareshin na'af, a person committed an act of adultery. They have terrible charata. I wish I never did that. What's done is done. How does tshuva work? How do you undo something which is etched into time? So he says, he answers where it's bolded, jumping down a few lines. The answer is, Shahatshuva tinasein lachotim bechesed gamor. It's complete chesed. It's levnim yishur asadin. It's irrational. It goes completely beyond. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu should consider, should take choshev akiras haratzon ka akiras hama'aser. That the fact that you regret, you feel bad, I wish I didn't do it, Hashem says, you never did it. What do you mean I never did? I did it. No, you never did. That is a chesed gamor. That is lifnim mishur asadin. It's completely beyond. It's the biggest tzedakah in the world. Rav Elchanan Wasserman, the student of the Chafetz Chaim, in an essay called The Maimer Ala Tshuva, asked the question. He says, there's a gemara in Meseches Kedushin that tells us that a person can live a life of righteousness, and at the end of their life, they say, you know what? I really regret that I kept so much Shabbos. I regret that I spent so much money on kashrus. I could have sent my kids to public school and saved a lot of money. I regret this and I regret that. He regrets all of his mitzvos. The Gemara refers to that as a person who's toa al harishonos, and all of his mitzvos are erased. A person who regrets the earlier good deeds that he does, they're gone. So Rav Elchanan Wasserman asked the following question on the Mesilas Yesharim. The Mesilas Yesharim is saying that tshuva is this thing that goes l'malam menatevas lifnim mishuras hadin. It doesn't make any sense. Hold on a second. The Gemara says that if you regret your mitzvos, you can make them disappear. So all the more so, if you regret your averos, you should also be able to make them disappear. What is this awesome chesed that the Mesilas Yesharim is describing? That's Rav Elchanan Wasserman's question. So he says, you have to understand. When you understand this, you understand how much more so it's a chesed. Says Rav Elchanan Wasserman, every avera has two aspects to it. What are the two aspects to every sin? I didn't listen to Avinu Shabbat Shemayim. Hashem told me to do something, and I disregarded His command. But additionally, I impacted myself. I stained myself. Right? Let's take an example like kashrus. It's an easy example to picture. God said, don't eat cheeseburgers. And I ate a cheeseburger. I couldn't resist the temptation. I was walking past the McDonald's, and I bought a cheeseburger, and I ate it. So I did two things. Number one, I get an X in Shemayim. You didn't listen, right? You didn't listen to the laws of the Torah. It's one strike against you. But also now what? I've stained my body. I've stained my soul. My physical being is transformed. Right? My flesh and blood now have, in my cellular structure, I have cheeseburger in it. So says Rav Elchanan Wasserman, when you do tshuva, which part is midas hadin? Which part makes sense? The fact that you say, Hashem, I'm sorry I didn't listen to you. So Hashem says, no problem. I'll take that X off of your scorecard in Shemayim. But then you say, but Hashem, but also, you know, but now also the cheeseburger is like part of my being. It's in my body now. Right? So Hashem says, well, what do you want me to do? You want me to recreate you? Right? I mean, the physical damage is done. You want me to say that I forgive you for doing it? I can erase the scorecard. I can forgive you for violating my command. I can't, what do you want me to change reality? Change the physical reality? Hashem, yeah, I want you to change the physical reality because I want to be able to start clean. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a way that's lifnim mishur asadin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu erases that second stain. Not only does Hashem say the Aveira is not recorded in Shemayim, but the reality, the impact that it's had upon you, your body and soul, Hashem cleanses you deeply. What an unbelievable tzedakah, what an unbelievable chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. So again, level one, Chodesh Elul is the time where we need to be giving tzedakah. Tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, it's a great way to get more schus, more mitzvos. And then we learned a little deeper that why do we need to give tzedakah so badly? Because we need to receive tzedakah from Hashem. If you're going to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu like an ani knocking on the door, Kedalim ukarashim dafaknu dalasecha, then Hashem says, okay, mida keneged mida. I want to see if you're a person who gives tzedakah, if you want to be a person who gets tzedakah. And now we understand that really in a certain sense, tshuva, which is everything that's on our mind during these days, is itself the greatest tzedakah that a Kodesh Baruch Hu could possibly give us. But now for the final step of the shir, a paradigm shift. You know who else needs tzedakah? The person who physically needs tzedakah because they can't pay his bills, or the person who's emotionally distraught and needs your attention, that person needs tzedakah. And when you negotiate with Hashem, right, even if everything is working out for you, you know, financially, emotionally, things are good down here, but I made some bad moves this past year. I have some averos. I need tzedakah. I need Hashem to extend me His rachmanis and grant me the tzedakah of tshuva. But you know who else needs tzedakah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs tzedakah. We need, you know why Elul is pointing us to tzedakah? The name of the month is pointing to tzedakah, and the letter of the month is pointing to tzedakah, and the action of the month is pointing to tzedakah, and the shavuot of the month is pointing to tzedakah. You know why everything is pointing to tzedakah? Not just the obvious reason that people need tzedakah and we need tzedakah. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs tzedakah. Where's the first time we find tzedakah in the Torah? The Pasuk says in Lech Lecha that Avraham believed in Hashem and Hashem considered it tzedakah. The Pasuk says in Lech Lecha, it's not on the page in front of you, V'hemin b'Hashem v'yachshavel lo tzedakah. How does Rashi learn that? Hashem, kiviyachol, appreciated the tzedakah that Avraham did with him. What was the tzedakah that Avraham did for Hashem? For a long time, Hashem's been fighting the idol worshippers. No one wants to believe in God. Comes along a free-thinking Jew, Avraham Avinu, Avraham Ivri, he thinks differently, and he says, Hashem, I recognize you. And Hashem says, thank you so much, finally. Someone brought me into the world. V'hemin ba'Hashem, Avraham believed in Hashem, v'yachshavel lo tzedakah, and Hashem says, you gave tzedakah to me. You did me a huge favor. And in Chodesh Elul, we're preparing ourselves to do the biggest tzedakah, kiviyachol, I say this obviously cautiously, to Hashem. The whole month of Elul is pointing us to tzedakah because we're preparing ourselves to do the greatest gift of charity, not only to receive the greatest gift of called teshuva, that Hashem will forgive us and scrub us clean, but that we're going to give tzedakah to Hashem. And I want to end this year with the words of Rav Soloveitchik and one amazing story. Rav Soloveitchik, this is quoted in Rabbi Rakefet's book, two-volume work on the Rav. Rav Soloveitchik in a Tshuva Drasha from 1974, originally Yiddish, Rav Soloveitchik shared a reflection of how he feels on the night of Rosh Hashanah. Elul is our chance to get ourselves ready for Rosh Hashanah. Listen to the words of the Rav. Oh, beautiful. My melamed, in the final page, my melamed, like all elders of Chabad. Now you have to know, Rav Soloveitchik grew up in a town called Chaslavich, which was made up of a lot of Lubavitchers, a lot of Chabadskers. And he had a Malamed, the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik, one of his first Rebbeim, was this Malamed, who was what? Who was a Lubavitcher. And he taught him Tanya, and he taught him Chassidus, and he opened his world to see the spiritual depths of the Om Tov, which the Rav spoke about all the time. My Malamed, like all the elders of Chabad, referred to the first night of Rosh Hashanah as the coronation night, the coronatia, the crowning of the king. This is because it is the first occasion that the Jew gives a royal crown to the Almighty. The first time in the new year that the Jew declares, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, Meloch al kol ha'aretz. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reign over the whole universe in thy glory, O Lord, King over all the earth. Who grants the royal crown to the Almighty? Who puts the crown on Hashem's head? Who would have the audacity to put a crown on God? You're going to make God king? Who gives the royal crown to the all-powerful master of the universe? My Malamed, along with many other poor Jews, granted the crown to the Almighty. Right? These Jews couldn't afford a crown, yet they put the crown on Hashem's head. Today, I know some wealthy Jews, but years ago, I only knew poor Jews, as Soloveitchik said. However, the crown was not adorned with precious metals or jewels. It was a crown constructed out of Jewish tears and endless sacrifice for Torah. It was adorned with the love of Jews for the Almighty. I asked my teacher a simple question. After all, the Holy One is the master of the universe. Hashem is the creator, the sustainer, constantly renews the creation. The eyes of all look hopefully to thee, right? Everyone's looking to you, Hashem. Why does the Almighty need that we should put the crown on his head? We're the ones who say, Meloch al kol ha'aretz. We make that happen. Why does he need our crown, says Rav Soloveitchik? Why does he desire that his creatures crown him? After all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the source of creation. What do you need us for? Rav Soloveitchik says this was a good question that I asked as a youngster. Even today, it remains an excellent question. Think about it for half a second, what the Rav's saying. We come to Shul Rosh Hashanah, HaMelech. Hashem says, I need you to make me king. Adon Olam, Asher Malach, B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivra. Adon Olam, Master of the Universe, Asher Malach, who ruled the world, B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivra, before any of you ever existed. And yet we come to Shul Rosh Hashanah, we're putting a crown on Hashem's head. And Hashem is overjoyed. Thank you so much. It's a deep question, the Rav Soloveitchik said. I do remember I do not remember exactly what my Malamed answered me. I do remember that he quoted from Shir HaShirim. The king is held captive in the tresses. A melech asur b'ra'atim. A king in chains. My Malamed interpreted this to mean that the king of the universe is bound in chains. What did he mean? It is only now that I understand what my Malamed meant. Now I comprehend what I did not understand as a child. In the physical world, in the great cosmos, the Almighty is the all-powerful subject, initiator, and sustainer. Everything is His, and we have no part in it. He is the King over all the earth, whether or not we desire His kingdom. However, in the Jewish existential experience, the Almighty wills that the Jew should carry the burden. Hashem says, give me tzedakah. I want you to crown me. The Jew must become the active subject and evolve his historical experiences. The Jew, through his own free will and choice, is to formulate and influence the Jewish historical process. In conclusion, says Rav Soloveitchik, in the ongoing struggle for Judaism and Jews, God has given His authority to humans. Think about that for a second. We come Rosh Hashanah time, after giving tzedakah in Chodesh Elul, actually giving tzedakah, doing acts of chesed, right? Mitzvot u'maisim tovim, stam, like we said, means tzedakah. And then we come to Hashem, we say, Hashem, we need tzedakah from you, we need to do tshuva. And Hashem says, I'm happy you gave tzedakah to others, I'm happy to give you tzedakah. Hashem says, I also need tzedakah. I want you to put a crown on my head. He will help us, but we must initiate the process. In regard to the Jewish saga, the Almighty, so to speak, is a king held captive in chains. We must untie the chains and enable divine providence to complete the task that we begin. Amazing idea. It is a basic principle in the Jewish historical experience that we must crown the Almighty. And that is why Rosh Hashanah night, Rosh Hashanah Eve, is called coronation. So I want to leave you with a story. We started with the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that said tzedakah is one of the ways to overturn a gzar din because tzedakah tatzel mimavis. I heard a story probably about 12 years ago from Rabbi Chaim Marcus from Springfield, New Jersey. He said in the early part of the 20th century, there was a Jewish family living in an apartment somewhere in Manhattan. It was difficult times. It wasn't easy to be an Orthodox Jew. And this person would lose his job very often. Every Shabbos, you know, I don't work on Saturday. Thank you very much. Find another job. But this fellow was very dedicated, despite his own difficulties in making a parnas, so he always wanted to provide for others. And every Friday night, when they'd go to their little shul, he would always tell his son, who would escort him to shul, we have to bring home a guest. A Jew brings home a guest for Shabbos. And he would say to his son, the pasuk, tzedakah tatzil mimavis. Tzedakah saves from death. Tzedakah saves lives. So every week they would bring home a guest, even though they had very little for themselves. The boy says, he comes home one time, and he sees, coming home from school, and he sees that his mother is being carried out on a stretcher out of the apartment. She was diagnosed with tuberculosis. They were taking her to the hospital. His father was there. It was Friday afternoon. And his father says to him, you go to shul. I'm going to go with mommy to the hospital. I'll walk back later. I'll meet up with you. Make sure you bring home a guest from shul. Tzedakah tatzel mimavis. Tzedakah saves lives. So this young boy goes to shul. He's a little bit nervous. He's on his own. He finds a person who looks like they're in need. He invites them for a Shabbos meal. By the time he gets back to his apartment, his father's coming up the block. Perfect timing. They walk inside. It's a little bit of a somber mood. Mommy's in the hospital. They don't know what's going to be. It's a quieter meal, a little bit faster. And after the meal, the father and son went out to sit on the fire escape to just escape the heat of the apartment a little bit. And they're sitting there quietly. The son is fidgeting. He's a little bit nervous. It's going to be with mommy. And he looks up at his father and he says, mommy's going to be okay, right? Father says, yeah, God willing, she'll be okay. He says, no, but she has to be okay because you always told me, tzedakah tatzel mimavis. Tzedakah saves lives. And every week we bring home a guest from shul. So his father looks at him and his father says, did you think that's what I meant when I said tzedakah tatzel mimavis? Tzedakah saves, charity saves from death? That's not at all what I meant. That's also true. Mommy's going to be fine. Mir tzashem, mommy will be fine. Tzedakah tatzel mimavis means that when we do acts of charity, we save Hashem from dying. We allow Hashem to still exist in the world. Because if we're not going to bring Hashem in, then He's going to be a king in chains. Who's going to put the crown on Hashem's head if not us? That's what tzedakah tatzel mimavis means. When we do acts of kindness, when we're good Jews, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a place in the world. And when we don't put that crown on His head, as paradoxical as it seems, that Basar V'dam should crown the Almighty, as crazy as that sounds, if we don't do it, it's not going to happen. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, thank you, Avram Avinu, thank you, being the first Ish Chesed, It wasn't just that Avram opened his tent to all people. Avram opened his heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and let HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amir Tashem, we should use this month of El in a productive way, in all the various manifestations of tzedakah that we spoke about tonight, to actually give tzedakah with our money and with our hearts, right? To ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us tzedakah, but to prepare ourselves when we come to coronation night, to the coronatia, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and Hashem is embarrassed to ask, because He's the creator of the world, why should He have to beg from us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but I also need tzedakah. I want you to put a crown on my head. And we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we still believe in you. We still believe in your Torah. We're still trying to work on ourselves and better ourselves and to make the world a holy place. And then Amir Tashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, thank you so much, you saved me. Tzedakah tatzalim avas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the strength to internalize all these beautiful ideas. Kachaps. Davin Ma'ariv right here, for those who are interested.
Your other shir on the Degel Machaneh Ephraim.
Thank you so much.